control of the airwaves by calling us at the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, every Monday through Saturday. You are usually joined by Ian and Mark, but tonight it is Gardner and it is...
Julia.
And we are here for you, and we're getting ready to go into hour number two of Free Talk Live. Julia, getting right back in front of the microphone. That was really funny, Julia. She has one of those split-level chairs, and I don't know how that worked, but
she got
right back up.
I just fell out of my chair right before the segment started.
You're a funny woman, girl. It's good to work with you. Okay, Free Talk Live. Go to freetalklive.com. Check out all the special perks of getting involved. And don't forget, you can become an amper and help Ian and Mark spread the word of liberty and spread the word about getting to New Hampshire and joining us. We'll tell you more about Pork Fest coming up very, very soon. I'm really looking forward to it, and we're all going to be there. It's going to be a blast. It's
absolutely
really going to be fun. And June, no better time. So we've got hour number one out of the way. A number of stories. Remember the number 800-259-9231. Ian and Mark are away right now trying to expand the number of stations that will be tuning into this program. And I want to thank a couple of the stations that are involved themselves. KTAE. And out of Waco, Texas, 94.3 FM, and WVTS, 950 AM, Charleston, West Virginia, among many. So we're all over the world, all over the United States, through the internet at freetalklive.com, where you can listen live. And, of course, you can check out our amazing webcam, or you can also listen to some of the affiliates. Okay, let's get back into hour number two with a number of stories and your calls. You control the airways, the phones, and the fun. Julia has lots of information for us coming out. Julia.
First, I think we should go to the phones.
Yes,
we have Tom in New Hampshire who wants to talk about the war on drugs.
All right, Tommy, baby, New Hampshire, what's happening?
Well, it's not what happened here in New Hampshire. It's what happened in Monteagle, Tennessee yesterday.
Okay.
Okay, if you do a news website search on that Monteagle, Tennessee, you'll find that the cops went to arrest a guy on a warrant.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy borrowed one cop's gun and settled the matter out of court. And, oh, the undertaker straightened out that cop. And so then the question arises, what was the guy getting arrested for?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, was he getting arrested for robbing a bank, or was he getting arrested for, like Ed and Elaine Brown, innocent people, or what was it? Well, he was getting arrested on a warrant for violating his probation.
And what would the probation dealt with what?
I'm glad you asked it. See, some people don't even take it that far. All they need to know is that the cops were trying to arrest somebody,
mm-hmm.
and therefore, supposedly, the cops are in the right. And then
yes,
the news media
keeps
brainwashing everybody into portraying the cops as fallen heroes. It was probation for a felony drug conviction. That's what I'm reading in the news report there.
Of course.
And so, therefore, they had no right to require compliance with the probation because the Tennessee legislature never had any right to impose the drug laws on the guy in the first place.
Right, right.
And therefore, the government was totally in the wrong. The cops, of course, chose to commit the unprovoked violence by trying to arrest the guy when the guy was innocent of any actual wrongdoing. He was just exercising his right not to comply with a restriction that they never had any right to impose on him.
Well, you go through the list pretty well there, Tommy boy. I agree with you. And, you know, I got to say, and thank you for the call, by the way, Tom. You know, it's a good subject to introduce because this is the kind of thing that, well, you see often, and I think tracing it back is nice. You look at the original felony conviction was incorrect. He wasn't hurting anyone, bringing direct harm to anybody's property. And that's if you accept even the bare paradigm under which we're supposed to operate government, which is to protect individuals and their property from encroachments by others and, you know, individuals and their lives and their property. I don't accept that. I go further into saying that we should have voluntary societies. I'm a total free marketeer, just as Ian.
I am, too.
Yes.
And I wasn't. I think that it sounds nice, the government here to protect us and who will protect us if there isn't a government and all that.
Yeah.
But what good did it do? I mean, it's only 200 years later, and look how humongous.
Boy, you hit it exactly. You know, it's funny you should bring that up, Julia. I was talking to my mother about this, and I said, look, Mom, the problem is that once you accept the idea that government has to be created to protect you, you accept the idea that whatever that government is can arbitrarily, through the majority, let's say, decide how much money of yours is going to be taken to create the police force to protect your money, which is a total circular, it's circular logic. It doesn't work properly. You can't, it's a disconnect. There's no possible way that you can get an ethical system which forcibly takes your money in order to protect your money or your property or your life. So from there, you then get into the thought experiments of, well, what other system could we have that could work where people wouldn't be preying on each other, the strongest against the weakest and so on. And the market has been shown to do just that. It works. It seems to be more responsive to government. It's more ethical than government. And I think even on defense, in defense areas such as police, it is a much better way to go, to have voluntary societies. This drug war, this is just a perfect example of the expansion of the state beyond what even the bare government people accept. And you can't resist this. Once you accept the government as a protection force, you're going to start to use the government. It's inevitable. Politicians get in, they start to use the mechanism to aggrandize power to themselves, to bring special favors to their friends, or to manipulate people because they don't like the way they're living. You know? 800-259-9231 is the way to get in touch with us. Julian, what were you thinking about, my friend?
Me?
Yes, yes. I see you sort of like, yes, yes. But, I
was actually thinking about what I was going to have for dinner at the next break.
I personally have to tell you that I never did drugs when I was a kid, you know, and I always thought, look, you know, it's stupid. I don't want to get involved, that sort of thing.
I did a lot of drugs when I was a kid.
Well, you know, and you're brought up thinking, oh, this is so bad. This is terrible, this sort of thing. But, you know, the ingestion of a drug, the possession of a drug, the possession of anything that is not used to hurt somebody else directly,
it's nobody else's business.
Who cares? It's totally ridiculous.
And some drugs, and I would never come out and say I think people should or should not use drugs. Everybody is different. Drugs are all different. That's one thing that really bothers me, is drugs to most people is sort of this, all the drugs that are illegal, they go under this just big, dark, evil drugs,
right?
But they're all completely different. Some of them can be used for good. Some of them are absolutely terrible. And most of my drug experience had an extremely positive effect on my life, and I never did anything too stupid, and I wouldn't take it back for anything.
That's interesting. You know, if only you were involved with a pharmaceutical company that had enough clout and could lobby Congress, then maybe you could get a monopoly for a certain kind of drug that, you know, could currently be illegal right now. 800-259-9231 is the way to get in touch with us. Hey, I want to give you the heads up about something. This is a little something fun. What mischief is the Iron Fist of the State up to lately? And who is Poopin von Schnurgenberger? And why does he call himself an anarcho-poopalist? What the hell is an amphibious rotini monster? Who is the anarchy boogeyman, and should you be afraid of him? AnarchyInYourHead.com is a web comic about the philosophy of freedom in its purest form. Check in every Friday, that's today, yes indeed, for a new strip, and find bonus material throughout the week, all at AnarchyInYourHead.com. That's AnarchyInYourHead.com.
Well, speaking of Schmergenberger, we have someone on the line who wants to talk about the Bilderbergers, which I think might be related to Schmergenberger.
Ah, yes, indeed. Okay, let's go with this. Julia, who is that?
Tim in Wisconsin.
Tim, Wisconsin. How you doing, brother? What's happening?
Good. What I told the man that first came on the phone about me, what I wanted to talk about is, I have to mention Alex Jones, you know, what I told some woman on the chat of a program called Cyberbuddy, you know, about, you know, how much more hopeful it made me feel why I heard, you know, Alex Jones, you know, saying stuff, you know, that, you know, make it sound more hopeful about us winning. And,
all right, tell you what, hold on, get your thoughts collected. We'll bring you back after this commercial break. We're going to hear from some of the folks who back up Free Talk Live. And you can participate. Take over the airwaves, folks. SACL CAI's toll-free line is 800-259-9231. I'm Ian. She's...
You're not Ian. You're Gardner. And I'm Julia.
Yes, this is Gardner, and she's Julia. And we are taking over Free Talk Live for this evening.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me.
Are you a cynic?
Abacore's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Abacore's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Abacore and receive Boost just for trying Abacore. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacoreRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away, but not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Well, you control the airwaves by calling the SACL CAI toll-free line at 800-259-9231. You go to freetalklive.com. You check out the website. Yes, you do, because it's very, very cool. This is Gardner.
And Julia.
And we are here for Ian and Mark. She's Mark tonight. I'm Ian. Good to have you here, everybody. And it's good to be here. I'm very, very pleased that they asked me to come and fill in. It's terrific.
Always a good time.
Yeah, my background, other than the, let me see, the time spent in rehab with George Bush. No, just kidding. I do a radio show here in New Hampshire. You can find that at libertyconspiracy.com. I have a book out that's called Live Free or Die, and actually I would love for people to pick that up. I should give it a little plug here. Live Free or Die, it's essays on freedom, free market economics, and going beyond the U.S. Constitution with thoughts from my father that he contributed back from about World War II on into Little Black Books. And he was an amazing guy. He was out in the Pacific, and he was quite a guy. So he was a proto-libertarian. And so check it out.
You're
going to
have some of those at Pork Fest, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get some up at Pork Fest. And Yeah, we're going to have Pork Fest. It's going to be great, and we'll have some there, and you can find it at Amazon if you want to order it. And, yeah, I really hope there's fiction in there as well. If people get sick of the politics, they can check out the fiction. There's a script in there that I had never had produced from the time when I was at the Outer Limits in their script department as well. So, yeah, do check it
out. Sounds exciting.
Yeah, and I definitely thanked Ian and Mark for doing such great work getting me on the air. So Julie and I are here, and we want to get right back to the phones. We had a call from someone who wanted to talk to us a little bit about the Bilderberger Society, and that was Tim in Wisconsin. So let's get back to Tim. Tim, wanted to give you a chance to sort of compose your thoughts and let loose, my friend. You get opportunity number two here. Go for it. You're on Free Talk Live.
Okay. Next, that woman on the chat of that program called Cyberdate was, you know, started to say that the New World Order is going to come in. You know, and they're going to win anyway, and that all this, you know, who fight it, you know, are, you know, just wasting our time. And I just told her that, well, the more of us who think that, though, you know, the more that they will belt to win. And
well, let me ask you this, Tim. How would you suggest, let's say, even if it isn't a conspiracy, we tend to be going in that direction anyway, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's driven by malefactors who are, you know, clandestinely meeting in locked rooms in the Skull and Bone Society, going to, you know, running around naked in front of owl totems or whatever. Whatever those things might be, even if it is not something intentional, we're headed in that direction. Just if for no reason other than just the general tendency of collectivism to have to constantly expand its purview of control, it cannot allow for differentiation. And how do you suggest that we try to stop this growth or get away from it?
I can't think of what else to say, but fighting, you know, the New World Order, you know, however we can.
Mm-hmm. Get the word out and possibly say, I like the idea that Ian brings up, nonviolent protests, spreading information through example and that sort of thing. And of course, if people decide that they really want to do something, they can come to New Hampshire and join the Free State Project. It's a nice little plug for those guys.
Yeah, and the thing I was just going to say that too, that I also told this woman is that the thing where I choose to still have hope anyway, no matter what, is because I just don't feel it's, you know, any good way to live, you know, to just, you know, go on not having any hope about us winning.
Well, I think there's nobility in the struggle, Tim, and I thank you for the call from Wisconsin. You keep up the fight as best you can, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Julia, we have a story that we need to cover, and this is one that I am just sitting back because I think you have a lot better effect in describing the story to the listeners out there than I would. Go for it.
All right. Well, I know that it's been discussed in the past on this show, but I believe it's actually gone through here.
Yes.
The story is 10 airports install body scanners.
10?
Yeah, 10. The big cities, Baltimore, Arizona, Phoenix, those type of places. Body scanning machines that show images of people underneath their clothing are being installed in 10 of the nation's busiest airports in one of the biggest public uses of security devices that reveal intimate body parts. Now, this is my first thought, because there's a picture with this article. And it's a naked woman.
Yeah.
It might not be skin colored, but I can see her breasts and I can see her vagina. And I don't understand how this is any different from a picture of a naked woman.
I don't know. This is very troubling to me. Although, you know, it does give me incentive to join the TSA.
Exactly. This seems like it's going to attract perverts to join the TSA.
Yeah.
If there aren't already thieves and other bad lazy jerks.
So let me get this straight. If I fly into Reagan National Airport or BWI or something like that, and then I decide I'm going to get a rental car and go into Washington, D.C., not only will I be scanned and they'll see what I look like naked, but when I get into Washington, they won't let me in because I don't have a legitimate purpose for being there.
Right.
That's great. And then they'll take my gun away and I'll still be in the United States where I'm free.
And there's some really, really scary quotes in here from bureaucrats. It's the wave of the future, says James Shear, the TSA security director at Baltimore Washington International Thurgood Marshall Airport.
Thurgood Marshall Airport.
Where two body scanners are in use at one checkpoint. This is something that really frightens me because this takes, like, the Soviet Union, they wish that they had the technology. They only could have hoped for the technology that we have today. So technology, they could really use it against us, and as it continues to get worse and worse in this country, and they can use stuff like this against us, that just what they have the ability to do really frightens me.
Yeah, I'd love to find out what people think about this, because especially on the subject of flying now, I'm really, really getting tired, and you and I were speaking about this off the air, Julia. I'm getting tired of flying. I do not like flying. I don't like having to go through those stupid bureaucratic numbskulls who are standing there
yelling at
you, buckets underneath their faces. Oh, it's just so sad. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm important. You better listen to me.
Oh, just awful, you know. And they sit there and, oh, you can't take that with you. Well, gee, thank you very much. And again, you know.
Why can't I take this with me? Well, according to regulate, but it's not that. Well, you can't, okay? Are you going to listen to me or am I going to have to drag you out in handcuffs?
Unbelievable. And yet ABC does studies that show the privatized security forces, they do discover things like bombs when they're looking through things or things that are made up to look like bombs or weapons, and the government ones don't do it.
Yeah, I believe it might have been the government's own study. I can't recall if that's correct or not, but they missed like 90% of fake bombs that went through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know that ABC did one. Brian Ross did one, and he's really good on this subject. And you know, what really bothers me is not just the practical side of it as things stand today, going through hassle, taking your belt off, taking your shoes off.
I don't like taking my shoes off and walking around in the dirty airport.
It's a pain in the neck. It's such a hassle. The computer, if you didn't have it open, you have to go back through the line, all circle around. It's just so dumb and asinine, and their rules are so stupid. They're slow. They're delaying the airlines. And then you get people like Chuck Schumer who want to have an air passenger's bill of rights because the airlines are the ones that are at fault. The planes are waiting on the tarmac for people to get to them, but they can't get through the stinking gates because of the government bureaucrats that are holding all of us up. We'll talk more about this and take your calls. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of raised eyebrows and shrugging shoulders? Hi, I'm Director William Lewis. Have you ever tried to convince your neighbor or loved one that serious problems exist within our own government? If you said yes, then you know how hard it is to effectively get your message across. Now, the American people have a new tool in their arsenal. Let me introduce you to my latest documentary. Washington, You're Fired was designed to be an educational tool for alerting Americans to current and pending legislation that affects the daily lives of everyone in this country. It's a cry for justice and for change with a very simple blueprint for correcting our mistakes, taking back our government, and restoring our Constitution. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. It's time to rally the troops and refresh the Tree of Liberty. Please join us today. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, rock and roll of a different kind. It is talk radio that rocks. And I am Gardner.
And this is Julia.
And we are filling in for Ian and Mark tonight, and we're really glad that you're here. The toll-free SACL CAI line is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And the time is passing so quickly, Julia. Filling in for the guys, they're out there expanding the program, really going wild. And thank you to all the ampers out there who donate. If you go to freetalklive.com, check out the amp section. And if you want to help Ian and Mark expand the purview of the program, help them promote the show and promote the ideas of liberty through more stations, then become an amper. For just a few bucks a month, you can become involved. It's a really great idea.
I am an amplifier, yeah. And I believe that Free Talk Live is one of the very few organizations that I will donate money to, and it's because it's effective.
It is great.
Free Talk Live brings more people to the free state than any other
advertisements. And it brings them to freedom.
Exactly.
I mean, you were telling me about your experience listening to Free Talk Live, how quickly you synced up and it synced up with your thoughts. And I find that with so many people. I have a friend who lives out in Wisconsin, and she's going to be coming out to Porkfest. Just told me she got her flights all planned. She's very excited. She had been into the writing of Robert Anton Wilson, not necessarily on the economic side of the libertarian freedom philosophy. But as she and I started to speak, and I gave her a copy of my book, one of the few that I still had left lying around, she just, you know, really latched onto it. And you can tell that she's found a philosophy, a direction, and a total. She's on the seesaw now, where she feels comfortable, and she says, "You know what? I found it. I found where I should be."
I think that a lot of people are in a lot. There's a lot of apathetic people in this very position in this country, because what we have is a two-party system, and most people don't vote because what's the point? You vote for this jerk or you vote for that jerk, and nothing ever changes. Things just get worse and worse.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk, but nothing ever gets done.
You know, that's an excellent point. I ask people on my show, and if folks, if you want to go to libertyconspiracy.com, you can find sound files on my program. And I'm on every Monday through Friday starting at 1 o'clock at a station. You've got a number of stations here in the New England, New Hampshire area. And we'll get to your calls in just a second at 800-259-9231. I was thinking to myself, you know, what has brought about the greatest developments, the betterment of man, the betterment of your standard of living? What characteristic, what one theme throughout history has brought that about? And what one construct of man has been the most destructive, most dangerous construct man could have possibly created? Well, the answer is, in order, human ingenuity and government. Government has been the most destructive thing that man could have ever invented. And, I mean, it's undeniable. You look at the number of people who've been killed, facilitated through government, the number of people who've had their property taken. There's a proposal out now where they want to spend trillions of dollars on trying to combat global warming. It's a new Tokyo Protocol to replace the Kyoto Protocol.
How? Tell me how you're going to do that. Please, somebody get on the phone right now, call up, and tell me how you can stop global warming by writing something down on paper.
Ridiculous. And you know, the author says, we, and I used it loosely there, just very, very sloppily. And he said, we. And I'm like, no, it's not we. It's the government's going to take that money from people. That's money that would have been spent in other avenues, people making their own choices. And if that stops one parent or one friend from buying a movie ticket for a kid, screw the government. If that stops me from buying a comic book for my niece, to hell with government. If that stops one of my friends from being able to download one song from iTunes or something like that, or spend a few more hours off of work sitting in the sun reading a book, to hell with the politicians. They can burn in hell for all I care. They are not going to be helping anything, as you said.
Here's what I don't understand, and I don't know a lot about science and especially physics and energy and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But as I understood in science class, energy is not something that can be destroyed, right? So why is this? There's this fear that we're running out of energy.
It's just absurd.
Just doesn't seem to make any sense. It seems extremely contradictory of what they told me in government school.
We've got politicians here in the state of New Hampshire. Jean Shaheen is a great example of it. Former governor of the state. She's running for Senate. And she's talking about how terrible all of the speculators are for the oil. They're saying speculators speculators have brought up the cost of gasoline dramatically. I said, look, any person who knows anything about basic economics knows what speculators do. They buy low and sell high. They've already bought, and now they're going to sell when gas is up at a certain level. Speculators tend to help even things out. But, of course, she's a politician. The oil companies are evil, even though they're restricted by government from drilling off the coast of the United States, from drilling in Anwar, from synthesizing fuel from shale.
You know, in John Stossel's book, I believe it's Give Me a Break, but it might be the other one, Myths, Lies, and Stupidity,
mm-hmm.
He brings up gas prices.
Yeah.
And, yes, I understand gas prices are high, and this is something that really gets people's goats today. And for me personally, it's not high enough for me to start walking. Mm-hmm. I like the luxury of my car. Yeah. Gasoline is worth the price to me.
Right.
However, John Stossel brings up the point that it's cheaper than a gallon of water. It's cheaper than, I mean, if you were to go buy bottled water.
Absolutely.
It's cheaper than a gallon of milk. And he compares prices. And when you actually think about the process of getting oil into the ground, into the convenient pumps that you pump in, $4 a gallon? That's really not that big. It's not that bad.
That is a great, great point. Stossel has learned so much.
They don't think about the process and how much work goes into getting it out of. It doesn't just exist. Gasoline just isn't in its form.
It
in the gas pumps ready.
Ground.
Exactly.
You got to refine it. You got to pump it.
That's a job I don't want to do, and I am willing to pay $4 for.
Right on. All right, let's get back to the phones. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Burton, Texas, and the subject is Obama. How you doing, my friend? What's happening, Burton?
Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate your call.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm a 68-year-old lifelong white trucker. And I have a talk show junkie.
All right.
And I'm really amazed that Barack Obama was able to overcome all the negativity of the rich white talk show hosts like Bill O'Reilly, John Gibson, and Rush Limbaugh, to name a few.
Okay, now, what would you characterize as negativity?
Negativity, a lot of the negativity is every time somebody tries to get out their opinion, as a woman did earlier tonight on the John Gibson show, she called in to talk about the issue of medical. And she was in the medical profession in Virginia. And when she got to the point where she wanted to explain what her thoughts were, all of a sudden she had to let her go and took another call. I thought he was going to a break, but he didn't. He went to another call. And this happens all the while with all the major talk show people. They don't give the caller a chance to get out the most important part of the point they're trying to make.
Yeah, I understand that. You know who's really guilty of that? Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity do that a lot.
Exactly.
Really drives me crazy. Now, you know, I have to say that I don't like Obama's position. I disagree with Obama's position. What struck me as funny, Burton, and let me get your opinions on this, and you know, feel free to add in anything afterwards, but I think it's amusing that all of a sudden Americans are up in arms about Barack Obama, and they think he's, you know, some sort of pariah because he's associated with a pastor who happens to question U.S. policy in the Middle East and says some things that strike them as being anti-patriotic. How about Barack Obama's anti-constitutional socialist positions for the conservatives? If the conservatives are so concerned, why aren't they clued into that? Now, you might not be a conservative, but to me, I sit there and say, why is it that all of a sudden it takes, you know, a pastor to get these people tuned into the fact that Obama is a dangerous guy? Burton, stick on the line. We'll let you come back, and then we'll get to Adam in Montana and John in New Hampshire and you. It's toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. You control the conversation. It is your program. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, where you control the conversation. It is your program, your way. Let's get right back to the phones and the fun. 800-259-9231. This is Guard.
And Julia.
And we're filling in for Ian and Mark tonight, and hopefully we're doing a pretty decent job. Let's get right back to the phones. We had a call from Burton in Texas. Didn't get the opportunity to finish. Wanted to give him an opportunity to do so here in the program. Burton, thanks for sticking around. Appreciate it.
You're doing a fine job.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Coming from
well,
Texas.
You are entirely welcome.
All right.
Anyway, I put Barack Obama in the same category as Martin Luther King or Bobby Kennedy because he has compassion for the working class.
Hmm.
Unlike McCain, Obama understands the working class and has common sense ideas to help the masses.
All right, can I ask you a question? First, I think
sure.
We need to get into some definitions if we were in a political philosophy class. How does one define the working class?
The working class. I'm talking about the struggling working class, not the ones that are making the six figures.
Okay.
And I'm talking about those that are struggling paycheck to paycheck.
All right.
And a lot of them aren't making it.
And how does he show that he cares?
Is he going to at least lower or get rid of taxes? Because that would go a really long way in putting more money in people's pockets.
Well
he talked, as well as Hillary, about everybody says soaking the rich. Well, I can remember back in 1955 when the tax was set up so that the more you earned, the more you paid in taxes. And I remember Elvis Presley's first $1 million, he only got $100,000 of it. The rest went for taxes and agents and all that. But he still had $100,000 in his pocket. That was a lot more than the $2,500 a year that he earned as a truck driver. And he was tickled to death with it.
Well,
and he went on to become, oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, Burton, perhaps what we ought to do is, you know, it's very difficult because certain terms are used for rhetorical reasons. For example, you know, you say the struggling working class, giving them some sort of relief, and Julia mentioned taxes. I'd just like to point out some information about who pays what. As the National Taxpayers Union and the National Taxpayers Union Foundation cites, and you can find the link at their website at ntu.org, the top 25% of earners pay 85.99% of all federal income taxes in the United States as of the most recent data in 2005. Barack Obama, just to give you the heads up, I don't know if you've been watching this, but I've been noticing that he's redefining the so-called middle class by now including those people who don't pay income taxes, the earned income tax credit people who get money from others through taxes, they get it refunded through them. So does that make you sort of reassess your opinions, or are you still sort of really much, very much in favor of Barack Obama? I mean, obviously, we disagree on Obama. You know, I don't know if you
want
to reconsider.
Well,
we probably agree on McCain, though.
Yeah, we all probably agree on McCain. Keep him away from us.
Yeah, right. Well, excuse me. You know, I don't know how that works, to give tax credits or sell them to somebody else. I'm not up on all that kind of thing.
In this case, what I'm talking about is really just redistribution of wealth. And what they do is, through populism, they try to appeal. And, you know, you sort of said things that sounded very, very familiar to many of us here, you know, the working American and things like that. They use that rhetoric in order to pull people in and get them to sign on to their socialistic redistribution of wealth collectivism, the concept, by using the government to take money from the people who pay 85.99% of the income taxes already, and take more of their money and give it to people who represent larger numbers but don't represent those larger numbers who are actually paying taxes. I'd like to eliminate all the taxes, but if we're talking about tax fairness, the poor should actually be paying more. Let me ask you a question. If we had all a flat tax, right? Let's say we had a flat tax of 4%, right?
It wouldn't work.
Yeah, well, you know, 10%, 14% or whatever. If we're all supposed to be equal under the law, why should a person who earns $100,000 a year and pays 14% of it pay a penny more for government services that supposedly we're all sharing equally? And we know we're not getting them equally. In many cases, special companies get special favors. In many cases, the poor get welfare. So none of us are really getting this equally. How can Barack Obama make this any better?
It wouldn't work. A flat tax wouldn't work. What I'm saying is, how much money is enough? Why does Rush Limbaugh need to have $40 million a year and talk about the poor people should pay more taxes?
Well,
I don't understand that kind of thing.
I don't think that anybody should pay more taxes.
Yeah.
I think that we pay plenty of taxes.
I think, Burton, you're starting from a non-starting point, which is that somehow he owes something to the government. He doesn't owe anything to the government. It's his money, and he earned it. And the people who are currently getting money from him, who's paying a huge amount in taxes, are people who don't pay taxes and already receive all sorts of government perks, the welfare recipients.
There seems to be a real resentment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, there seems to be a lot of people, my mother is one of them, there seems to be a real resentment towards rich people. A lot of people don't like rich people.
That's not true, and that's not what I'm talking about. You know what? I'm saying, hey, look, let them have their $40 million a year, but where's ours? We work hard. I'm a truck driver.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do work hard. I am someone who works very hard myself. But I just feel like a lot of people have this resentment towards people who make a lot of money, and I think it's important to remember that they didn't start out making that much money, that they've gotten to where they are today by working hard and just continually moving up and moving up, and that the money that they earn is theirs. And, I mean, I plan on being extremely wealthy. Is there something wrong with that?
Not at all. On the other hand, I would be tickled to death if I made $10 million a year to turn around and give $9 million back and only have $1 million. In other words, how much money is enough?
Burton, I think you're asking.
Why does somebody need to have 5 houses strung all over the world, and somebody else can't even afford to put food on the table or a roof over their head? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Burton, I think you ask a very excellent question for further conversation on either side, and I appreciate the call, and thank you for the call from Texas. Julie, you want to mention something?
Well, I was just going to say that I think I understand where he's coming from. I'm an extremely compassionate person, and that's the perspective I came from. I was considered myself a liberal before I was a libertarian because I wanted to help people. But I feel like, I mean, no matter how rich Rush Limbaugh is, does he owe anybody anything?
That's exactly
no.
it, and that's
and
where I wanted to go.
And while that's unfortunate, he doesn't have any sort of moral obligation
right.
to help people who are poor.
Right.
And a lot of people who are who are not wealthy are just not good at managing their money.
Well, there are two things I wanted to bring up before we have to go to the break, and we'll get to the rest of the calls in just a minute. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Julia, there are a couple things that I wanted to bring up. First, just what you said ties in with something that, you know, this is one of those things on talk radio where people could get very angry and inflamed. You know, Burton had a very honest opinion, and I like the way you handle that. Sometimes you can get very argumentative and attack somebody like, who are you to say what somebody else should be paying? Let him decide. And that's actually
right. I understand where he's coming from.
And his philosophy is not so much some sort of dislike of the rich, but more of a feeling that, you know, why can't they do this? You know, it would be better
like,
if they
Rush
did this.
Rush Limbaugh would be a nice person if he donated some of his income to help people. And
problem,
I don't disagree.
The problem with that is it's a very Burton-centric view of the world. And everybody who earns his money has a right to his money, has a right to the fruits of his labor. If you have a right to the ownership of your own body, you have a right to the fruits of the things that you create with that body. Now, this is something I think is really important. As nice as Burton's thoughts are, as wonderful as they are, what they are is subsuming the individual to Burton and others who might think like him, who say, well, we think that, you know, you don't really need this much. And there are two things that cause problems for this. One is it's unethical. It's immoral. Don't tell somebody else how much he should value his labor. That's what slave owners did. And in effect, what you're doing is you're enslaving people to the dictates of the majority, Burton, if you can get enough people on your side. You can implore someone or extol someone to try to get him to voluntarily donate money, but you should never force someone to do that. Not only because the tide can be turned against you, but because when you do that, they don't have any incentive to continue working and being productive the way they were. And the only way they got rich was by helping other people, for providing things that they wanted. People voluntarily gave them their money for their products or their services. That means that they will be working less to try to help people through their skills. We'll talk about this more. Julia's got a lot in her mind.
This is an interesting topic to me.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231 is the way to reach us. Free Talk Live.
Veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment. JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.